Two nor'easters in March left portions of the Hudson Valley without power, in some cases, for nearly 2 weeks. And severe thunderstorms May 15th also knocked out power for days, including in Sullivan County. Sullivan County Manager Josh Potosik talks about potential financial aid, improving responses with power companies, and prepping long-term for increasingly brutal weather. Are you looking for state money, federal money? What happened? What's going on?
That's somewhat of a long process. Just for an example, the winter storm we had last year in March, we just received a mitigation check for that, recovery check. So the process is the state has to do their due diligence to determine if we meet the federal thresholds at a state level and a county level. So they probably are just starting that work. They'll get information from the county, the towns, fire departments, villages, school districts to kind of come up with the cost. Then they aggregate that across the state. If we meet the thresholds, then the governor has to request a declaration from the federal government, which takes time. So it's a process. It's well over a year, and they haven't even determined if we're going to meet the thresholds for the winter storm in March, let alone the windstorm we just had. So I think last year, the winter storm we had in March, we knew it was getting declared late summer, fall, and another 9 months until you get a check. So it's certainly welcome that we do get the money. And a lot of it's manpower. We do have some material costs, but it's a lot of overtime and manpower costs. So it's not like we're out a lot of money in these types of storms. It's just something we know we can get on the back end. It's nice.
And prepare for budget, because if the winters are going to be that severe, you're going to have these wild storms now and again. You know, you got to plan for that.
I think that's the bigger issue than are we going to get a check in 12 months. It's kind of these are becoming more and more frequent. So how do you kind of become a more resilient community and be able to prepare and plan development in areas where you can kind of mitigate? You're not going to mitigate everything, but if you can kind of steer development into certain areas where you know you haven't really had bad storms or bad power outages, I think that's where we need to look as a community to kind of see, well, does it make sense to develop here that gets hit by a storm every 2 years versus over here that hasn't really been hit in a decade or more? So I think it's a lot of planning and looking at our infrastructure with our utilities and roads and bridges. So there's a lot of factors, and it's a big undertaking, but I think it's something every community across the country, unfortunately, is going to have to be taking here, whether it's floods, bad storms. It's just the frequency with which they're happening is just becoming too frequent.
So with all these hearings going on from March, never mind the last storm and everything, I mean, do you feel that the utilities were responsive in this area on both counts, one count, not the other?
I certainly think we saw a marked improvement in the second storm, both with county and local response working with NYSEG. I think the first storm was somewhat of a learning experience on how to coordinate and get everyone working on the same page, which probably caused a day or two more of power outages than we really needed. I think we saw a quicker recovery in most of the county. We still had some hard-hit areas that the grid had to be rebuilt in certain parts. So that's going to take time no matter how much you're working together and how coordinated you are. But no, I certainly think there's room for improvement all around. And I think part of the PSC's role is they need to kind of determine if they're happy with how the response went, because they're the regulatory agency. Do they have enough funding to have emergency crews? Do they have enough first responders to be able to assess damage? I think that's kind of where the PSC needs to take that lead. And I'm happy for the governor requiring them to do that, and then they are doing it. But they're the regulatory agency that can kind of determine their budget, determine staffing. So I think that's kind of the way in which we need to have reform there. So,
did you testify?
Yes, I testified in the first storm.
And what was your testimony?
A lot of it, same thing. It was a coordination response. I got into some of the resiliency, because talking to PSC, they have a bunch of plans on resiliency and local grids, and so I got into a lot of that, where they really need to devote more resources there. If you could create a microgrid that's independent of the electrical grid itself. You could create the mini grids in Monticello or Liberty, where you could keep the hospitals up, keep school districts up, with the solar panels, geothermal, whatever you have there. You create a little microgrid that becomes independent of a storm. You get your stuff back up and you're functioning, even though you may not have power in the rest of the county. So that's, I think, tied into the resiliency stuff, and with the frequency of storms, they need to revisit and determine how the grid is going to look 10, 20 years from now. Just having wires hanging from distributed power 500 miles away is probably not the answer for how the grid will look in a couple more decades.